早上好，
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们今天在夏至，也是父亲节，我们又可以聚集在他的面前。一年很快就来到了一半了，我们都是可以说整个的世界都在这个 pandemic 这个底下阴影之下过来的。
And that praise the Lord that we again could gather before Him on today's Father's Day as well as the beginning of the summer. That it's so time passed by so quickly that we're now halfway through the year already, and the whole entire world has been spent under the shadow of this pandemic.
第一轮过去了，现在第二轮又在各个地方开始。
And it seems like we just made it through the first wave, and it seems like now the second wave of this pandemic starting to rise in across the country and the globe.
世人的盼望就是等候疫苗，但是基督徒的盼望是等候我们的神。
So the hope of the people of this world is to for a vaccine, but the hope of Christians is for our God and our Lord to come.
因为我们深深的相信，这一件事情。是叫做耶和华的刀啊，所以他的怒气如果没有消，人没有向他认罪悔改，这件事情可以没完没了。
But we know that this is actually also called the sword of God. So unless his wrath has been subsided, otherwise this will never end.
求主把一个悔改的灵赏下来。
We pray that our Lord will give us the spirit of repentance.
那今天我的题目是认识神警告的组合拳。
So today's the topic of my message is called recognizing the warning signals from God.
我给他一个很稀奇的名字叫做组合拳，我不知道看得懂看不懂。
So I give this a very interesting topic.It's called,
中文叫组合拳，英文a series of warning signals.
Right. So yeah, the topic is about a series of warning signals from God.
对，因为我们现在大家全世界都看见的就是瘟疫。
So right now, as we can see the whole entire world, what we are aware of is this pandemic.
对，那我们把它个别来看，我们今天就是说，今天看到这个问题，我们想办法来应付这个问题，这是人的方法。
So, for the people of this world, the way we treat these things is that when we see a problem, we try to deal with that specific problem.
就是说 one at a time, 一次对付一个问题。
So we deal with things one at a time as they come.
但是如果这件事是出于神的手，那我们就会发现，神从历史里头，他怎么样子，在旧约里面，告诉我们他如何对付埃及人，如何对付他自己的百姓，当他的百姓离弃耶和华的时候，神的管教，你会发现神的工作有一个特点。
But if we look at this from the Bible's perspective, and we look on upon the time of Israel's exit from Egypt, and we see how God dealt with the Israelite people, we can see this, the following.
他无论是对付外邦人、不信神的人，或者他管教神的儿女，神在他出手的时候，你会发现他常常是一系列的行动。
So, what we'll see is that, regardless if he's dealing with the Gentiles or non-believers or his own children, whenever he dealt with the people, it comes in a series.
那我们现在你要注意看，这一个紧接的正在进行的，除了第二轮的瘟疫之外，你还看到了蝗虫。
So,What we're seeing now today in our world, in addition to dealing with the second wave of the pandemic, we're also starting to see locusts.
对，这个蝗虫开始是发生在东非。
So these locust swarms first started in East Africa.
那大概在今年的 二月左右你可以听到这个风声。
And the news started to spread around February of this year.
然后这个蝗虫它可以有4000亿那的这么大的量是天文数字的这么多的蝗虫飞在东非然后慢慢移向往东走来到了从埃及东非一直到巴基斯坦到印度。
So the number is just strong, astronomical. It's in the number estimation of 4 billion? 4 trillion. So it's, the number is just astronomical. And you can see that it started in East Africa from Egypt and it's moving east to Pakistan and all those other, India and those other countries.
对，为了让大家，如果你还不了解这个情形的话，有两个链接，我们放在教会的网页上，你可以点这个链接，你可以看这个实际这个可怕的光景。它不但在巴基斯坦，在印度，在中国你也看见，在黑龙江、吉林、湖南三个省份也发生了。这是在中国发生的，所以你有看到两股蝗虫的势力正在这个世界逐渐蔓延开来。
And so for brothers and sisters who are unaware of this or who doesn't know the devastation that this has caused, you can actually go to our church website and on there we have two links to two articles that shows the devastation. So we can see that not only that they start from Pakistan and India, but it's now moving to China and actually starting to affect three major provinces in China as well.
这个蝗虫的事情最早在圣经中记载就是摩西的时代神要借着他的手把以色列人从当时的埃及王法老从他的手下 带领出来所谓出埃及记。
And so the very first recording in the Bible that talks about locusts is the time of Moses when God wanted to guide his people out from under the control of the Egyptian Pharaoh.Got his people out of Egypt, so that became the story of Exodus.
好，我们一起来打开这个圣经的记载，在出埃及记第十章。
So let's turn to our Bible. Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 10.
我们要从12节念到15节。
And we'll read from verse 12 to 15.
出埃及记第十章十二节，耶和华对摩西说。你向埃及地伸杖，使蝗虫到埃及地上来，吃地上一切的菜蔬，就是冰雹所剩的。摩西就向埃及地伸杖，那一昼一夜，耶和华使东风刮在埃及地上，到了早晨，东风把蝗虫刮了来。
So verse 12 and 13. So then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up to the land of Egypt and eat every plant of the land, even all that the hail has left. So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord directed an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts.
14节蝗虫上来落在埃及的四境甚是厉害以前没有这样的以后也必没有因为这蝗虫遮满地面甚至地都黑暗了又吃地上一切蔬菜和冰雹所剩的树上的果子埃及遍地无论是树木是田间的菜蔬连一点青的也没有留下。
Verse 14, 15. The locusts came up all over the land of Egypt and settled in all the territory of Egypt. They were very numerous. There had never been so many locusts, nor would there be so many again. For they covered the surface of the whole land so that the land was darkened, and they ate every plant of the land and all the fruits of the trees that the hail had left. Thus nothing green was left on tree or plant of the field throughout all the land of Egypt.
所以你看得出来，在这段的话里头，神就借着蝗虫这一灾来击打法老埃及的全地，让他能够知道，神的命令是不可以抗拒的。
And so from this passage, you can see that God uses the locusts to strike against the Pharaoh and his authorities over the entire land of Egypt, so that the Pharaoh knew that God's command cannot be disobeyed.
这是圣经第一次让我们看见蝗虫之灾发生在哪里，还是东非啊，埃及所在的位置就是东非。
And so this allows us to see that the very first time when locusts have become a plague,It happened in East Africa, basically where Egypt is.
那你如果把这个神怎么样对付法老的灾难，你从第七章一直看过来，现在我们今天读的是第十章，你回头看的时候。
So if you look at how God dealt with the Pharaoh using these various plagues, starting from chapter 7, and today we read in chapter 10.
神对法老的命令是说，让我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And God's commandment to, command to the Pharaoh was, let my people go so that they may serve me.
法老是当时世界的第一大强国，他有财富。他有军队，他有他整个的这一个大帝国，是法老的权柄所在。
So the Pharaoh at the time was the most powerful person in the whole entire land, world because he was one of the richest and had the most powerful army. And so all these represents his authority.
这两百万的以色列人是他的奴隶。
So these 2 million Israelites are his slaves.Were his slaves.
那你可以想象，你从历史中你可以知道，这个历届的这些法老他们的丰功伟业，你今天还可以看得到埃及的金字塔。
So these generations of pharaohs, their glamorous achievements, we can still see today in the form of the pyramids.
还有那些人面狮身的那些大的雕刻，你今天到埃及，你可以看到当年留下来的丰功伟业。
And the beautiful art structures such as the Sphinx, as well as other great works, you could still see them today.
所以你能够想象，当时以法老的权势来说，今天忽然间看见这个摩西。来对他说，耶和华说，让我的百姓去。他当然不愿意，听从耶和华的命令。
So imagine a Pharaoh who oversees all this has so much power and authority in his hand, and all of a sudden comes this Moses and claiming that the God wants him to let all the Israelites go. Of course, the Pharaoh is not going to obey.
所以神就用十个灾来打击。埃及的权势。
And so that's why God uses these 10 plagues to strike against the authority of Egypt. 那你
在第一章看见的是第一灾就是水变血。
So from the recording that we see that the first plague was that the Nile River turned to a red.
那然后你就一个一个灾，蛙灾，这个狮子灾，苍蝇灾。等等等等，你一路算下来，今天我们讲的蝗虫之灾是第八个灾。
So, and then comes the frogs, the plague of the lions, the flies, and all the way counting down to today's topic, which is the locusts are line up number eight. This is the eighth plague.
然后到第九灾是黑暗，整个大白天就变成大黑夜。然后第十灾就是最厉害的，就是击杀长子。
And so, and then the ninth is darkness overcome the land, even though it was a bright sunny day before. And then the tenth was the most severe, which is that the killing of all the firstborn.
所以你能够看得出来，我称这样十个灾叫做神的 组合拳，它是一拳打上去，再下面再来一拳，它是一个组合的。
And so, combine all these together, these 10 plagues, I call them the combination punch from God because it comes one after the other.
对，所以你就可以知道，神在那里做事的时候，他有的时候用一个小的打击来警告你，可是人基本上是没有感觉的。
And so you see from this, you can see that that's how the Lord works. Initially, He may use a small thing to as a reminder to people. But as people, we basically don't feel it at all.
因为我们的骄傲，因为我们的顽梗，我们就抵抗这一切。我们有一个很有名的话。
So, but because of our pride, our stubbornness, we want to rebel against all of this.
我们就是不认输，我们在神的面前有个刚硬的心。
But that's how who we are. That's our nature is that we are not willing to admit defeat. We have this hard heart before the Lord.
那法老跟神对着干。
And so the Pharaoh worked against God.
所以神一拳又一拳，一个灾又一个灾下来，他怎么样也不悔改。
And so God struck him with one punch after another, one plague after another. But despite all of this, the Pharaoh still was not willing to change his heart.
那么最后，到了他的儿子、长子死掉了，他才开始动心，说：“你们走吧，赶快走。”
And eventually, until his firstborn son was killed, that's what moved him, and finally.He said, go away from here.
对
Let the people go.
然后以色列人当时在逾越节那个晚上就离开了埃及。
And so the Israelites left Egypt during Passover.
但是你会发现圣经告诉我们哎，等到这些人走了以后哎，法老又变心了。他说哎，我还是要带我的部队去追他们，把他们再抓回来。
But then, no sooner had the Israelite left, the Pharaoh again changed his heart. He's like, I still want those people back. So he commanded his army to chase after the people and bring them, want them to bring them back.
最后造成什么结局呢？就是他法老跟他的整个的部队，通通因为要跟着以色列人的后面走，也要走过这个红海，结果红海把他们整个消灭了。
The end result was that the Pharaoh's army, the Pharaoh and his army chased the Israelites all the way through into the Red Sea, but then they perished in the Red Sea.
所以你就知道，这个人与神来搏斗的话，不管你是多么厉害的法老王，有部队，有财富，这一切，当神要消灭你的时候，转眼之间，你整个的帝国就没有了。
So this shows that despite however powerful one may be, like such as the Pharaoh who had the army, the riches of the land, but when you go up against God, it's very easy for God to wipe you out.
所以虽然法老看见耶和华的权势能力，可是他的心的刚硬就让他没有办法在神的面前真正的谦卑悔改，没有，他的心就是硬到底，一路走到死，到黑。
And so from this, we can see that despite the Pharaoh seeing the ability and how powerful God is, but because of the Pharaoh's hard heart, that he still went against God all the way to the bitter end until his death.
我也想到我们中国有一位很有名的毛先生当年讲过一句话。
That just reminded me of a very famous Mr. Mao from China. He said this.
他说与天斗其乐无穷。与人地斗其乐无穷，与人斗也是其乐无穷。
And he basically says that it brings him boundless joy to fight against heaven, against the land and against the people.
你就可以知道他的这个皇帝的心态跟当年的法老是非常相似的。
And so from this, you can see that this heart of his. that the heart of this emperor is very similar to that of the Pharaoh.
其实罪人在神的面前，我们里面的那个刚硬，人都是一样的。
So sinners like us, before the Lord, our heart, the hardness of our heart, it's the same across the board.
神一直在向人送出这个警告，盼望人能够早日的悔改，但是人就是刚硬，一直降到底。
God constantly sent out these warning signals to us, hoping that we will repent, but yet because of a hardness, we rebel against him all the way to the end.
那我们甚至很骄傲地说，人定胜天。
And we are so prideful of ourselves to a point where we say that our will can overcome the heaven's will.
对吧？那你看美国也有像类似的情形，911那一次，神借着埃及人的手来，18个人劫持了四架飞机，把美国的纽约的这个世贸中心给摧毁了。
So it happened a similar time here as well. For example, the 9/11 event.God uses the 18 Egyptians and 4 planes took down the World Trade Center in New York.
对吧？然后国防部也被撞了一个大洞。所以这一切你都可以看得出来，神是用很多的方法来警告我们，盼望人能够悔改。但是911以后，虽然暂时有一部分的人回到教会，但是绝大的部分的人根本就对这件事情很骄傲地说，哦，你拆掉了，我们还可以把它盖起来。
And so even the Pentagon suffered damage. And so God uses to as a way to teach us. And so indeed, after the 9/11 event, for a short time, there are people who return to church. But...most of the majority of people still did not repent. Instead, they are filled with pride and by saying that what you destroy, we can rebuild.
你看今天，今年我们在美国所看到的，除了这个瘟疫之外，现在进入了暴动啊，进入了这个 looting， 就是到处杀人放火、抢劫。还振振有词。
And also this year, as you can see, in addition to having to deal with the pandemic, but then we're also having riots and looting across the country. And the people who are doing this are still, it feels like that they're they're on the right side. They feel like they have a reason to do so.
Right. 所以我们并没有看出来这是神的手在后面。在神的面前，我们应该谦卑悔改。没有。
But despite all this, we still don't see the fact that God's hands are behind all of this, and it's a warning sign to us to repent. People still did not see this.
对，这是你在圣经里面看见神对不相信他的人，借着这一些打击，盼望警告人，让人能够。回转过来，这是我们看到的一个例子。下面我们要看见神也对他的神的儿女、神的选民也提出类似的警告。我们应该是认识神、爱神的人，但是神曾经对以色列人说过，下面我们要看的一段圣经。
And so from this passage, the passage we read, we see how God basically uses combo hits to trying to turn the non-believers around, but they still would not believe. So those are for the non-believers and what happened. But for the believers, his children is still the same. And so that's what we're going to read next.
好，我们来读《生命记》二十八章。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28.
36节到38节。
Verse
36 to 38. 这段话在《生命记》第二十八章，你如果读这一章圣经的话， 是神借着摩西的这个指示来向以色列人来讲神的律法，如果你遵行，神就祝福你们。
And so this passage is part of what God passed the people through Moses. God passed on his laws and saying that if you obey these laws, you will be blessed.
生命记其实是已经摩西带了犹太人已经走完，马上就要走完这个旷野的40年的路，现在他只是回头来叙述耶和华曾经对我们说过的话。
And so the Deuteronomy was written close to the end of the time the Israelites spent in the wilderness where Moses led them almost out of the wilderness. So basically, Moses looked back and is trying to summarize what God has said to the people.
他把这40年的整个的经历，神在他们中间所做的管教带领，给他做一个总结。
And so basically it's summarizing the discipline and teachings of God from these past 40 years.
那前半章是讲到耶和华对他们的祝福。
And so the first half of the book talked about the blessing God had given to the people.
后半章呢就说出神给他们的管教。
And then the second half of the book recorded the discipline God handed out to the people.
对，第一节到第十四节是神给他们的祝福，从十五节一直到结束，这章的结束是讲到神给他们的管教。
And so from chapter 1 to 14, talk about the blessing, and from chapter 15 and on, all the way to the end, it records God's discipline.
那我们只是读中间的一部分，从36节开始。
So we're only reading a part of it from verse starting from 36.
对，耶和华必将你和你所立的王领到你和列祖素不认识的国去，在那里你必侍奉木头、石头的神。
36. The Lord will bring you and your king, whom you set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there that you shall serve other gods, wood and stone.
你在耶和华领你到的各国中，要令人惊喝、笑谈、讥诮。
You shall become a horror, a proverb, and a taunt among all the people where the Lord drives you.
你带到田间的种子虽多，收进来的却少，因为被蝗虫吃了。
You shall bring out much seed to the field, but you will gather in little, for the locusts will consume it.
这段话是神对以色列人的警告。
So this passage was a warning from God to the Israelites.
讲到将来的日子。
It talked about days in the future.
因为后面他们就要进应许之地了，过约旦。
For after they cross the river Jordan, they will enter into the promised land.
然后你们会有一个国。建立起来。
And then there you will build a kingdom.
你们如果遵行耶和华的律法，神就要祝福你。
And if you obey God's laws, he will bless you.
但是如果你没有来照着神的话，没有好好的专心侍奉耶和华，去侍奉偶像的话，那他刚刚讲的这一串的话就会发生在你们选民的身上。
But if you do not serve him diligently and instead turn and to worship other gods, then what we just read, this passage, is will be what happened to you.
我不知道你有没有发现这二三六三七三八这三节圣经也是一个组合拳。
I'm not sure if you noticed this, but what's been described in 36 through verse 38 also is a combo hit.
对吧？第一，你们会被带到你们不认识的国家里面去，就讲他们会被掳。
So first to talk about, you'll be led into a nation that neither you nor your father have known. So this foreshadows that they will be enslaved.
对，他们会被掳 in captivity. 到了一个陌生的国家，在陌生的国家，这是第一。第二，你跟这个王，你们所立的王，还会去到那个国家去拜他们的神， 是石头是木头所做的偶像。
And so not only that, but then also the king that you have established and the entire people will then serve other gods.
哦，然后第三，你去了这些被掳的国民中这个国家里头，你们这一群人就会遭遇惊吓，被人家讥笑，被人家愚弄，然后你们做的工，你们撒的种子。结果呢都被蝗虫吃了。
And then in this strange nation, you become a horror, a proverb, and a taunt among the people. And then also, what you bring out much seeds, you will gather little.
所以在这里提到蝗虫。
So here, it start to mention locusts.
对，所以他以前提到蝗虫的时候是对法老说的。
So before, when locusts were mentioned, it was it's towards the Pharaoh in the speech toward the Pharaoh.
现在圣经提到蝗虫的时候，是对选民不听神、离弃耶和华的选民说的，这个蝗虫会领导你们。
But here, when you talk about the locusts, what will come is the listeners are the chosen people, were the chosen people.
那今天如果你去读旧约的历史。你就的确的发生神当年对跟摩西讲的这个预言果然在400年以后就应验在犹太选民的身上。
And so if you look at history of the Old Testament, that 400 years later after this has been written, this indeed come to pass on the Israelites.
对吧？首先在主后722年北国就被掳到当时的亚述帝国里头去了。
And so, indeed, in about 722 AD, the Southern Kingdom had been BC, it had become captive in another country.
对，这十个族就消失在世界不同的角落。
And so the 10 tribes disappear into the all corners of the world.
那南国应该得到警告，应该好好的敬畏耶和华。
That was the northern kingdom. So the southern kingdom should have been serving God more diligently.
但是你会发现，南国虽然有一些王是好王，但是呢，其他的王也是效法他的北国的那些坏王的作为，所以最后这个南国也在主前586年亡国于巴比伦。
And so the southern kingdom should be more revering God, but yet even though they had some good kings, but then a lot of their other kings were also just like their northern kingdoms, that they did not serve God. And obey him. And so that's why in 586 BC, it was destroyed in the hands of the Babylonian kingdom.
所以这个预言，今天摩西当时跟他们讲的预言，后来都应验。
And so the prophecy that Moses spoke earlier, they were all fulfilled later on.
好，那我们来看下一段圣经，历代志下六章。
And so let's look at the next passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
对，在历代志下的第六章，我们要念的是第28节到33节。
And we'll read from 28 to 33.
对，我们来看这段话是所罗门王献殿。就是他把那个第一个圣殿造好之后，他献殿的时候，在神面前所做的一个祷告。
And so this was a prayer offered by King Solomon after the building completion of the first temple, when he offered the temple up to God.
好，历代志下第六章第28节，国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂。蝗虫炸蚂蚱，或有仇敌犯境，围困城邑， 无论遭遇什么灾祸、疾病。
Verse 28, if there is a famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, if there is a locust or grasshopper, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is.
你的民以色列或是众人或是一个人自觉灾祸甚苦向这殿举手无论祈求什么祷告什么
Whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own pain and spreading his hands towards this house.
30节求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免你是知道人心的要照个人所行的待他们唯有你知道世人的心
Then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and render to each according to all his ways whose heart you know for you alone know the hearts of the sons of men
好我们暂时读到这里
We'll hold, conclude our reading temporarily for now
对其他的圣经节我们到了下一个点再来念
And then we'll read the rest later.
那在这一段祷告的里面
So in this prayer,
你看见所罗门就向神祷告说如果我们的国家里面遭遇第一饥荒第二瘟疫第三旱风第四霉烂第五蝗虫第六蚂蚱第七仇敌犯境无论遭遇什么灾祸疾病你加起来九样看到没有
And so in Solomon's prayer we could count the number of different challenges or plagues that's been listed here by King Solomon. So we have the pestilence, famine, one, pestilence, two, blight, three, mildew, four, locust, five, grasshopper, six, and then the enemy besiege of the land, that's seven, and then plague, eight, and sickness, that's nine.
对，所以你看，这又是一个组合拳。
So again, you can see this is another combo hit.
所以所罗门就在祷告里面说，如果我们离弃了你，我们被神管教遭到任何这个九种不同的灾祸那28、29节就是说你的以色列的百姓不管是整体众人也好或者一个人最少有一个人
And so,
他说觉得灾祸甚苦向这殿举手无论祈求什么祷告什么
And so Solomon said that if we left you, gave up on you, and then we suffer one or any of these plagues that was just listed, whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people of Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own pain and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear him.
所以你就可以看见所罗门在这个地方就向神要求我们是有背弃耶和华遭到神的管教但是在那样被神管教的时候不管我们当时的人民有一群或者甚至只有一个人来到这个圣殿来向你举手祷告的话求神垂听求神赦免
So basically Solomon is saying that yes when we go against you we suffer these plagues but when this happened and if there's only just even one person who's willing to come before your temple and outstretch his hand to pray to you please listen to him
所以我们就可以知道这个在所罗门王建完这个圣殿把神的这一些圣殿中的器皿都设立好了然后献这个圣殿给神的时候 他做的这个祷告里面，前面是讲到神的祝福，后面他也同样提到神的管教。
And so from this we can see that after the temple has been completed and all the vessels inside have been set up, and when Solomon offered this temple up to God, in his prayer, he also, in the first part, talked about God's blessing, but then on the second part, he talked about God's discipline.
对，所以你可以知道，所罗门也是一个认识神的人。
And so from this, you could tell that Solomon is also someone who knows God.
那么他在这里就说到，我们进到神的管教的时候，有一个出路。
And so here he talked about when we are under the discipline of God, there is a way out.
这个出路是什么？你会发现，第一，跟圣殿有关。
And so this way out has to do with, first of all, the temple.
对，如果有人，不管是众人很好，好多人也好，或者甚至只要有一个人，他感觉到神的手是这么的重，这些灾祸让我们这么痛苦，他愿意来到神的殿，向这个殿举手，就代表向神祷告，悔改了。
And so it has to do with the fact that if just one, it doesn't have to be a group of people, if just one person recognizing that he is under the hand of God, so he come to the temple, stretch out his hand to the temple, which is a sign of prayer, it represents that he has repented.
对，那所罗门就说，神啊，求你从天上垂看，查看人心，然后呢，赦免我们。
And so if a person was willing to do that, then Solomon said, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and render to each according to his ways.
所以你可以看得到，神的百姓，神永远有恩典在神的管教底下。
And so from this you can see that for his people, God always, even under discipline, God still has a blessing and grace for his people.
好，那么我们再看下一处的圣经。
Okay, next, let's look at the next passage.
下一处的圣经呢，是在约珥书。
And so the next passage comes from the book of Joel.
约珥书这个先知可以说在旧约里面属于早期的先知。
So Joel was one of the earliest prophets.
那么他所预言的东西都记在约珥书这本里面很短，但是他讲的内容非常丰富，后面许多的先知在他们的著作里头都引用约珥书神曾经给他过的话语。
And so in the book of Joel, all his prophecies was recorded in the book, and you'll find that even though the book itself is very short, but yetIt's full of richness, and that later on the other prophets all quoted from Book of Joel.
对，那么跟他同期的这个先知在北国是以利沙，他约珥是在南国做神的先知，做出口。
And so his contemporary prophet Ezra, who is from the northern kingdom, and so Joel was from the southern kingdom.
对。那我们现在要知道他出来说预言的时候是南国第八个王叫做约阿斯王，在他做王的时候神设立了这个约珥来向南国说预言。
So when Joel started prophesying, it's the time of the eighth king, King Joas of the southern kingdom.
对，他的历史是写在历代志下24章，有记载这个王的历史。
And so the history of this king was recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
对，然后他的母亲曾经篡位，短短的做了一段南朝的王，后来 大祭司又把这个王权夺回来给这个约阿斯王，他整个掌权40年。
And so before him, his mother tried to try the coup, and for a short time she ruled temporarily as the empress of South Kingdom. But then later on the throne was returned.
Right. 那么所以呢，这个大祭司在的时候呢，这个王行耶和华眼中好的事情。
So when the high priest was present, this king did what was just right in the eyes of God.
等到这一个大祭司死了，离开了世界，这个王呢，他的心就慢慢偏离耶和华，所以他是一个先好后坏的这么一个王。
But however, when this high priest passed away, this king then started to do bad deeds. And so this king was a king who started out good, but then changed.
对，那我们现在来读的是第一章啊，这个我们要读第三、第四节。
And so we'll read from chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
好。你们要将这事传于子，子传于孙，孙传于后代。
That, tell your sons about it, and let your sons tell their sons, and their sons the next generation.
那换言之，这下面要讲的话是代代相传的，到今天都还是有效。
In other words, keep on passing this, what you're about to read, through the generations, throughout the generations.
那你可以看到，这又是一个组合拳。
So from this you can see, again, this is a combo punch.
对，茧从剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。
What the gnawing locusts have left, the swarming locusts has eaten. And what the swarming locusts has left, the creeping locusts has eaten. And what the creeping locusts has left, the stripping locusts has eaten.
第六节，第七节。
And verse 6 and 7.
有一对蝗虫，又强盛又无数，侵犯我的地，它的牙齿如狮子的牙齿。大牙如母狮的大牙。
For a nation has invaded my land, mighty and without number. Its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs, of a lioness.
第七节，他毁坏我的葡萄树，剥了我无花果树的皮，剥尽而丢弃，使枝条露白。
It has made my vine a waste, and my fig tree splinters. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white.
然后我们到我们先暂时读这里，后面几节我们等一下再看。你在这段话里头看见什么？
So what do you see from these passages?
他提到四类型的虫子，它要来破坏整个神的葡萄园，神的无花果树。
And so here in this passage, they talk about these four type of insects that will destroy God's vineyard and His fruits.
解经的人告诉我们，有的人说这四类的虫是蝗虫的。不同的四种生命的阶段，这是一个解释。
So Bible scholars tells us that one explanation is that this passage described the four stages of locust life.
对，从小虫变成大虫，这个成长的阶段里面有四个阶段，这是一解。另外一解就是说，在这个大的这个 family 这个蝗虫的 family 底下有四种不同的 species.
So that's one explanation, which is described the four stages of four growth stages of a locust. On the other explanation is that under the family of locusts, there are four species.
不管你用怎么样的解释，这并不重要。重要的你要看见，这是一个神的一个组合拳来管教当时的南国。
So regardless of whichever explanation you want to go with, that doesn't matter. But what's important is that here it's another description of another God's combo punch to discipline the southern kingdom.
你们今天活在神的恩典中。
So children of God, today you are living under His blessing.
你蒙神很多的祝福。
You receive many of His blessings.
但是日子一长。你得到这么多神的祝福，你认为这是都是当然应该如此。
But as the days gone by, you started to take these blessings for granted.
但是慢慢人的心就偏向于偶像。
But then slowly man's heart started to turn towards idols.
所以以色列人在圣经中让我们看到的一个最基本的难处就是说，他们虽然是侍奉神、蒙神的恩典，可是心里面还是在贪恋那些偶像。
So the Bible allows us to see through the Israelites that, through the Israelites, the Bible allows us to see that even though they serve God, but then in their hearts they still have this desire for idols.
他们把神的恩典当作平常。
So they took God's blessings for granted.
自己心里面都有自己所喜爱的那些偶像来代替耶和华的位置。
And in their hearts, they all have their favorite idols to take place of God.
所以我们应该悔改，但是如果我们没有悔改，神就有管教。
So we must all repent, and if we do not repent, then God's discipline shall be upon us.
所以你看以色列人历史就是非常清楚。
So this is very clear from Israel's history.
那你在第六节里面看到的，我们中文圣经说一对蝗虫，那你看英文圣经它的翻译，它是讲一群人民。
So in verse 6 that we just read here, it talks about a nation has invaded my land.
对，
in the Chinese version it says locusts.
它在这里你就会发现，把用蝗虫，它有两解。一个是它的虫的本身，它会吃掉所有的这些庄稼绿色的东西都被它毁了，这是很清楚的一个蝗虫之灾。但是它同时也借着蝗虫来告诉我们，它也代表着一个异族，就是外邦人，他们要跑来毁灭你这个地区。
And so here you can see that the locust has two interpretations. One is the literal interpretation, which is that actual locust insects come and to wipe out all the crops in the land. But then on the figurative interpretation, it also could mean a nation, an army, a foreign nation, foreign army come to destroy the land, to invade the land.
所以你从历史来看的话，这两件事情都会发生在以色列人的身上。
And so if we look at this from a historical perspective, indeed, both interpretations happened, came to pass throughout Israelite history.
所以你能看以色列历史，他首先把他们北国亡的是一群外邦人，叫做亚述。
And so you can see from the history, the first of all, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the kingdom of Joash.
南方应该得到警告，但是南方人也没有也效法他的北方，所以呢，他们也到了主后八百不差不多五百八十六年的时候，主前五百八十六年的时候，神又打发了这个巴比伦外邦人来掳掠这个南国的百姓。
And so you think that seeing what happened to the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom should have learned their lessons, but no, they did not. So therefore, by 586 BC, the people of the southern kingdom were enslaved by Babylon.
对吧？那么后来他们就到了巴比伦70年被掳以后回来重建第二个殿，但是这个好日子也不是持续多久，最后还是亡了。所以呢，这个 这个国家就一波一波的被外邦人踩在底下，他们都做了亡国奴。
And then, so after 70 years, they were allowed to return to build the second temple. But then the good times did not last because again, they got destroyed. So you can see this, they were being punched again and again, wave after wave.
所以后来亡于巴比伦，然后巴比伦之后就有马代波斯来管他们。马代波斯完了以后，有希腊来管他们，最后有罗马人来管他们。所以这一批就好像蝗虫一样，有茧虫，有蝗虫，有男子，有蚱蜢，这些都来把他们掳掠，把他们这个就是在神的管教的手底下。
And so after that, they were also enslaved by one kingdom after another, including the Greeks, the Romans. And so just like what was prophesied, that it was just comes in waves. It's one after another.
好，这个是我们可以看到神对他百姓的那个组合权。神他兴起各式各样的灾难来管教神的儿女。
And so this what we see it was a God combo punch to discipline his people.
好，那这个管教目的是什么？
But what was the purpose behind this discipline?
对不对？父母管教儿女，我们盼望儿女能够做一个正直的人，不要做那些不讨喜悦的事情。
So,Parents, when they discipline their children, is their hope that their children will become a righteous person and not do things that are not acceptable in their sights.
那神管教我们又为着什么目的呢？
So what was the purpose for God disciplining us then?
那我们刚刚在历代志里头我们来到第三个点，就是神管教我们的目的。历代志下，我们要看第六章第二十九节，往下走。
And so let's return to Second Chronicles chapter 6. Now we're starting from verse 29.
你的民以色列，或是众人，或是一个人，自觉灾祸甚苦，向这殿举手，无论祈求什么，祷告什么。
Whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man or by all your people, Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own pain, and spreading his hands towards this house.
三十节，求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免，你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他们，唯有你知道世人的心。
And hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and render to each according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of the sons of men.
31节，使他们在你赐给我们列祖之地上一生一世敬畏你，遵行你的道。
That they may fear you.To walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you have given to our fathers.
32节，论到不属你民以色列的外邦人，为你的大名和大能的手，并伸出来的膀臂，从远方而来，向这殿祷告。
Also concerning the foreigners, who is not from your people, Israel, when he comes from a far country for you, for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray towards this house.
所以这里提到的是外邦人。
So here it's talking about the Gentiles.
所以无论是神的选民也好，甚至跟神的约没有关系的外邦人。
So,
人这样子告诉。
Regardless what,
告诉人。
So regardless of whether it's the God's chosen people or even the foreigner, the Gentiles who have absolutely nothing to do with God's ark, a covenant.
如果一个外邦人他也愿意悔改。
So if a Gentile also is willing to repent.
从远方而来向这个殿祷告。
and came from a far country to pray towards this temple.
所以你可以看到原则是一样没有变，以色列人是如此，外邦人也是如此，只要你肯回头向神祷告，向这个殿举手祷告，好像你说的三个节，求你天上的居所垂听，照着外邦人所祈求的而行，使天下万民都认识你的名，敬畏你，像你的名以色列一样，又使他们知道我建造的这个殿称为你名下的。
And so from this, you can see that the principle is the same, regardless if you're the chosen people or a Gentile, is that as long as you're willing to repent and extend your hands out to the temple and pray, and that's what it takes. And so 33, then hear from heaven. So if people are willing to do this, regardless if they're Israelite or they're Gentiles, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, and do according to all of which the foreigner had calls to you, in order that all the people of the earth may know your name. And fear you as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name.
这些管教不是神找我们的麻烦，这不是他的目的。
So this discipline did not come from God just because he wanted to pick on us.
神让我们的世界上的人，不管是以色列的选民也好，或者外邦人也好，只要我们在灾难底下觉得非常的苦，我们觉得人生是没有盼望，我们不管往哪里去都是黑暗一片，没有任何的指望，但是神向我们说有一个指望，这个指望是你如果觉得苦，你就可以来到神的面前，朝着这个殿举手向神悔改认罪，神就可以把他的恩典赐下来。
So here it is saying that regardless who you are, may you be an Israelite or a Gentile, but if you feel that you have been afflicted and that you feel that your life is bitter and you know it's all dark and without hope, then you could come before God and live, as long as you will come before him, lift up your hands towards him and repent and admit to your sins, then you will be blessed.
神的目的只有一个。
God only has but one goal.
三十一节说。
And so in verse 31 it says,
使他们在你赐给我们列祖的地上干嘛？一生一世敬畏你，遵行你的道。
And his goal, his one and only goal was that they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you have given to our fathers.
所以神对人的心由古以来没有改变。
So God's will for the people had never changed from ancient times till today.
神管教我们无非要我们回头。
God disciplines us, and his purpose was just so that we can turn back to him.
我们能够走他的路。
So that we can walk his ways.
我们都喜欢走自己的路。
But we all wanted to walk our own ways.
对，我们觉得走自己的路啊，多自由啊，多释放啊，多爽啊。
Because we feel we have so much freedom to be able to walk our own ways. Because that brings us joy.
我们要走自己的路。
And they talk about people who talk about human rights, that we want to, they talk about freedom, that we want to walk our own ways.
但是我们知道那是死路一条。
But we know that can only lead to death.
真正蒙福的路是顺服神，认识他，爱他，走他的路，你就蒙福。
And so the only true way to God is to obey him, to know him, and to love him. And then if you do this, then you will walk a blessed path.
我们要认识我们的地位。
So we need to know our standing, our social, where we stand.
我们不是神。
Because we are not God.
神是创造我们的主。
God is the Lord of all creation, including us, created us.
上帝不是为着我们，我们是为着上帝。
So God did not do things for us, but rather we should serve Him.
对，这个次序要搞对。
So He doesn't serve us, we serve Him. So we need to know the order of things.
这个是今天人最基本的，由古以来到今天为止，人在神面前最基本的问题就是我们要做谁。
So this has been the core issue from the very beginning until today. It has always been that we want to be the Lord.
外邦人不信神的人要做神，自己要做神。我们自己信了耶稣的人也是一样，口头我们承认上帝，但是心里面走的路还是自己的路。
So the Gentiles and non-believers, they want to be their own God and Lord. But we as Christians, we are still the same. Even though with our mouth, we say we believe in God, we believe in Him. But inside of us, we still want to be the Lord. We want to walk our own path.
以色列人虽然表面侍奉神，他过安息日，他读圣经，也奉献，该守什么节也守什么节，外表上看起来都是很有宗教性的。
So the Israelites the same. So outwardly they obey the Sabbath. They read from scriptures and whatever holiday that need to be celebrated, they do that. And so outwardly speaking, they are very religious.
他们献祭
and they make sacrifices, offerings.
他们祷告
and they pray.
表面看起来非常有宗教情操。
And so whatever they do, from the outwardly, they seem to be very religious.
那我们读一下约珥书的第一章第十三节到十五节。
So let's take a look at Joel chapter 1, verse 11 to 13.
这是讲到
13 to 15, sorry.
这些神的选民、信神的、侍奉神的人来说的。
So these are the people, who are His chosen people. These are spoken by His chosen people.
是侍奉神的，是祭司。
And these are the people who serve God. These are spoken by priests.
十三节，祭司啊，你们当束腰，腰束麻布，痛哭。伺候祭坛的，你们要哀嚎，侍奉我神，侍奉我神的，你们要披上麻布过夜，因为束祭和奠祭从你们神的殿中断绝了。
Gird yourselves with sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God.
你们要分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，召聚长老和国中一切居民到耶和华你们神的殿。向耶和华哀求。
Consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord.
哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and it will come as destruction.From the Almighty.
下一章，第二章，我们第一节，那第三节。
Next chapter, chapter 2, verse 1 and until 3.
我们节省时间，我们只念第一节，好吧？
So to save time, we'll just read from verse 1.
对，你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发战。因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
Blow a trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the Lord tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, surely it is near.
十一节
，verse 11。
耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强者，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能？
The Lord utters his voice before his army. Surely his camp is very great. For strong is he who carries out his word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and very awesome. And who can endure it?
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食，哭泣，悲哀，一心归向我。
Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping, and mourning.
十三节，你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil.
所以你从这一些经文你可以看得出来，神不但这个警告外邦人，现在对以色列人他的选民也提出严肃的警告，要他们悔改。
And so from this you can see that not only does God offer these warnings to Gentiles, but even to his own people, the Israelites, he also very offered these very serious warnings.
外邦人不侍奉神，神对付他们，这个情有可原。
So it's reasonable it's understandable that God dealt with Gentiles who did not serve him.
今天你看稀奇的是，神也对付他的百姓，特别对付我们这些侍奉神的人。
But yet, what is amazing is that God also deals with his people, people who, especially those who serve him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
在旧约的时候，这些侍奉神的祭司，他们在外表上都是很有宗教的情操，可是里头不是这么回事。
So in the Old Testament, these priests who serve God on the outside, they look very religious, but inside is completely different story.
他们里面有别的动机。
They had ulterior motives inside of their hearts.
人不知道，但是神知道。
Others around them might not know what his motives are, but God knows.
今天在新约的时代，我们所谓重生得救的基督徒
，And today in this New Testament time, for us Christians who were reborn,
我们被神赋予一个荣耀的地位。
So we were called by God to this glorious position.
神不但叫我们做祭司，他还告诉我们是有君尊的祭司。
And so not only did he call us to be a priest, but we're called to be a high priest.
Royal priest.
对，
也就是说，今天新约的基督徒，我们有双重的身份。
And so in other words, as Christians in this New Testament time, we have dual status.
因为主耶稣的缘故。
And that is because of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在他的身上一面是君王。
So for our Lord Jesus, on one hand, he is the king.
另一面是大祭司。
But on the other hand, he's also the high priest.
在旧约是分开的。
So in the Old Testament, these two positions are separate.
但是今天在新约，在耶稣的身上是合而为一的。
But yet today in the New Testament, in regards to our Lord Jesus, both of these have been combined into one.
那今天我们所有蒙恩跟耶稣基督发生生命关系的人，因着他的缘故，神给我们一个地位。
And today, for those of us who have been saved because of our Lord Jesus Christ, God gave us this position.
我们变成皇家的人，因为他是王。
So we become part of the royal family because our Lord Jesus is the king.
我们是他的兄弟，对吧？
Were also his brother.
那另外一面，他又是大祭司，所以我们也是祭司。
And so, on the other hand, because he's a high priest, so we also are priests.
所以我们的身份是双重的，也是叫做 royal priesthood, 君尊的祭司。
So that's why we have this dual status. In other words, we're called royal priesthood.
所以神把我们不但救我们脱离罪恶, 而且呼召我们来, 完成神在我们身上的旨意, 做他荣耀的祭司。
And so not only did God save us from sins, but also He wanted us to fulfill His will to us, which is to become royal priests.
这是在圣经里面很清楚的教导。
So this is a very clear teaching in the Bible.
可是我们, 你回顾教会的历史,
but if you look back on church history,
大部分的时候, 我们把这个东西放到一边去了。
Most of the time we have cast this aside.
我们没有真正的来明白神在我们身上的旨意。
Oftentimes we did not truly understand what God's will for us is.
我们以平信徒自居。
And we always call ourselves, we are but a simple believer.
对,我们在,
basic believer.
Layman.
We call ourselves a layman believer.
对。 只有少数的那些所谓神父、牧师，他们侍奉神的，他们是特殊阶级。
And so only the minority, those who are a father, who are a priest or fathers,
pastor.
Pastors. They're the minority.
对，他们是圣品阶级，是祭司。
And so they are above other people. So they are the ones who are priests.
那是不合乎新约的启示的。
But however, this is at odds with the revelation in the New Testament.
我们如果看到我们每一个基督徒有这样的身份地位,
So when we see that every Christian has such a status,
那我们是不是答应神的呼召呢?
Shouldn't we then respond to God's callings?
对吧? 那, right? 有的人愿意, 有的人就是不愿意。
Still, some people are willing and some are not.
我们最多付钱叫那些, 神职人员来替我们侍奉, 替我们读经, 替我们祷告。
And so at the maximum, we'll just make our offerings and then so that the those others, so-called God's official people, they could then read Bibles to us and pray for us.
这是我们弃权，我们没有负责任。
And so this is us absconding from our responsibilities.
那还有呢? 还有的人, 他是愿意来教会侍奉。
And then there are these people who they are willing to come to church to serve.
但是他侍奉有另外的目的。
However, there is an ulterior motive to their serving.
人不知道，神知道。
Others may not know, but God's very clear.
有的人侍奉为了钱,
some people serve for money.
有的人是为了地位,
some people serve for that status.
对不对? 如果他是, 长老, 他是执事, 他觉得他在这教会中, 高人一等。
And then we feel that, oh, if I become an elder or become a deacon, I'm above other people.
但是他并没有好好的在 这个位置上来尽心竭力侍奉神。
However, they did not truly serve God with their whole entire heart when they hold this position.
压力来了。So
when the environment changed, when the pressure comes,
我们就缩起来了，我们不敢为耶稣做见证。
We shrink into a small pack, a small ball, and not willing, not daring to be a testimony to for Jesus.
今天我们面对的就是一个很好的例子，这个 pandemic 来了。
So today we're facing this very good example. When this pandemic comes,
那我们大家都被 lockdown, 通通关在家里。
So we're all been under lockdown and stay at home.
那我们就要问了，我们还做不做祭司？
And then we ask, in that case, are we still considered priests? Do we still do do priestly work?
对不对? 所以我们很多的人这时候我们就缩在里面，我们就不侍奉了。
And so for a lot of people, then that's a chance. Then we just kind of stay inside and not don't want to serve.
那在今天在中国大陆，不但有 pandemic，还有这个环境的压力。 让很多的聚会不准聚会。
And so today in mainland China, not only was there a pressure coming from the pandemic, but then also there's other outside pressure that's causing people not to, to want to have gatherings. And
有很多的基督徒因为聚会就被抓到这个公安关起来了。
And so there are many cases where people congregate in the name of the Lord, but then they were arrested by the police.
那有的人因为自己的身份自己的这个退休金怕被单位领导知道你就因为你聚会你做基督徒而你就损失了你的养老损失了你的这些福利所以呢你就把自己藏起来你最好让全世界都不知道你是基督徒。
And there are those others for in fear of losing their pensions and their benefits if ever their lead their managers or those above them find out that they're Christians, so they hide themselves to a point where they wish that no one know anything, no one knows that they're a Christian.
我们做一个尼哥底母型的基督徒，就是只有自己知道。
So we do, we become a Christian, a Nicodemus Christian, where we ourselves are the only one who knows that we're Christian.
对吧？所以我们每一个人在不同的环境底下，因为环境的压力，让我们本来应该为神做见证、做神的祭司的这个职责，我们要么就不参加，要么就是叫做 lip service。就是嘴上讲讲而已。
And because of those all these pressures that we're not willing to face, and we become one of two ways: it's either we don't participate, or we only pay lip service.
对，神对我们的要求是很高的。
So God has a very high requirement for us, expectation for us.
我们不能够，我们可以骗人，但是我们不能骗神。
We can lie to other and deceive other, but we cannot lie to God.
他是这个鉴察世人的，对吧？刚刚我们念的。
For he knows us all.
对，你是知道人心的。
For it is recorded, God knows what's in our hearts.
好，所以今天我们在这样的一个环境里头，我们需要因着这一个神兴起的环境。我们不要只注意看这些灾难，要注意灾难的后面，神有他的旨意，这是我们要向他悔改的事情。
And so may we not be distracted by the circumstances, by this pandemic or by other disasters, but we need to know what's behind, what was God's will behind all of this.
对，重点不是瘟疫怎么了，蝗虫怎么了，啊？这个猪瘟怎么了？这些事情不是神让我们遭遇的重点，它只是提醒。
So the key thing is we should not be paying attention solely on just oh how is the pandemic, how is the locust situation, how is the swine flu, but that's not what God wants us to know. God's giving these things to us as a warning.
这个提醒就盼望我们早一点向神悔改，向神祷告。神啊，求你赦免我这个罪人。
So these are warning signs from God in hopes that we will recognize our own sins and to repent early and to pray to Him and ask for forgiveness.
为着我们自己的在神面前的光景向神悔改，为着我们今天整个教会软弱无力，没能为主发光做见证，我们向神痛悔。
And so that we may repent for our own sins before Him, and also for the current situation of the church, that we become repentful before Him.
世人把我们践踏在他们的脚下，讥笑我们，我们的神在哪里？人家是这样来批评的。
And the people of this world trample us under their feet and to mock us and ask, make fun of us and say, "Where's your God now?"
对，那我们。根本没有办法回答这个问题。
And we will have no answer for them.
所以先知约珥就提出这个警告，我们要赶快回转，不然的话，后面来的是什么？ 有一个日子叫做耶和华的日子要到。
And so Joel prophesied and warned us to repent quickly. Otherwise, there is this day called the Day of the Lord will come.
那就是更可怕的日子要来了。这现在我们看见的已经够可怕了，但是后面还有一个更可怕的日子，所以我们要在神的面前谦卑服服，寻求他的面。
And so when that day comes, that will be even more fearful. If you think nowadays it's fearful, wait till that day. So that's why we need to humble ourselves, bow down before him, and to repent.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们真是得罪你。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
你是鉴察人心肺腑的神。
You're a God who seeks into our hearts.
你知道我们在你面前属灵的光景，每一个人你都清清楚楚。
And you know exactly what our spiritual condition is before you.
今天你马上就要让主耶稣第二次来到这个地上成为一个事实。
And today you will make Lord Jesus' second return a reality soon.
在这件事情之前，你盼望你的教会是一个预备自己可以有的一切该有的准备，迎接新郎回来的这一个新妇。
And before this to happen, you want your church to become a bride that was prepared for the bridegroom.
然而，我们看看今天地上教会的光景。
But yet, when we look at the situation of churches on earth,
你的心比我们更急。
Your heart is even more eager than us.
我们很多的人在睡觉。
For many of us are still asleep.
我们根本就没有感觉。
And not feeling anything.
那很多的人在那里忙碌自己的事情。
And many people still are busying things for themselves.
我们并没有好好的来侍奉，专心侍奉耶和华。
And we did not completely devote ourselves to serve our God.
我们却称我们自己是神的儿女，是基督徒。
But yet we still claim ourselves to be Christians and children of God.
我们追求的东西、爱慕的事情，跟世人是一样的。
And the things that we seek and the things that we chase after are the same as those of the people of this world.
主啊，我们是何等对亏负你给我们的恩典。
And Lord, how we have shortchanged your blessings.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
你也用各式各样的环境来提醒我们，可是我们心里面好像就是听听就过去了，没有真正的进到我们的灵的里面向你。认罪悔改。
And you also use various things to remind us and warn us, but yet it seems like these things just enter one ear and out the other, that we did not truly repent.
主，求你把叫人悔改的灵赏赐下来。
And Lord, we pray that you will bless us with the spirit of repentance.
圣灵的工作让我们每一个人的心的深处。
And that the Holy Spirit work in the deepest place of our hearts.
叫我们整个的教会有一个转机。
So that the entire church can be turned around.
主啊，不是一个用嘴侍奉你，但是心却远离你的一个教会。
And may we not become a church where we only pay you lip service, but our hearts are far away from you.
主啊，我们真是在你面前蒙羞啊。
Lord, how ashamed we are before you.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
好让你的旨意快快的实现。
So that may your will be done soon.
复兴你的宗教会。
Revive your church.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to a prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.